2E. Exercise 2A, page 36. Recording 1.
Hi, Jodie. I'm so happy that you are okay.
Yes, me too.
Where were you when the earthquake hit?
Well, I came in after playing outside. I ran up the stairs to my bedroom to watch TV. You know that music show that's on at 5:30?
Yes, I know the one.
Well, I was watching that when I heard a strange noise.
Were you frightened?
Not at first.
You are really brave. Luckily, I was on holiday, so I missed the earthquake.
Well, I was watching TV when the whole room shook. I really panicked. I thought it would collapse on my head.
That's scary. I'm so glad I wasn't there. What did you do next?
I shouted for my mum. Then I ran downstairs to the living room.
Well, at least you're okay now, I suppose. I hope there are no more earthquakes for a while.
True. All's well that ends well.
Recording 2.
Hi, I'm Annie. I'm from Melbourne, Australia. We have had quite a few wildfires since I was young, but the worst one was 2 years ago. I was shocked when I looked out of the window. The trees across the field from our house were blazing. The flames were red and orange. They seemed to fly up into the sky. At first I was just curious, but then I saw the old barn catch fire. That was where Katie and I usually played. It flared up straight away because there was so much hay in there. The next thing I knew, the whole building was like a giant ball of fire. That was the moment I felt worried. The wind was blowing towards our house. I realized that the flames were coming my way, so I was scared. I felt sick for a minute, but I managed to call for my mum. I turned round to run down the stairs. I was actually terrified. Then, my dad picked me up and carried me from the house.